Dr. Marketing Tips, paging Dr. Marketing Tips. Dr. Marketing Tips, you're needed in the marketing department.
Welcome to the Dr. Marketing Tips Podcast, your prescription to the answers you seek to grow your medical practice easier, better, and faster. This show is all about connecting practice administrators and medical marketing professionals with peers working in practices, learning from experiences, making mistakes, and sharing successes. Let's get started.
Hey there, welcome to the Dr. Marketing Tips Show. I am Jennifer.
I'm Corey.
And today we are here to talk to you about the emerging role of AI and how AI is really playing a part in hyper-personalization and really just changing the landscape for marketing in general, but really also healthcare marketing.
The use of AI has totally changed the way that we work as an organization. And it is a common question that we get from not only from clients, but from prospective clients and just, you know, sort of people out and about that say like, what, how has AI impacted you? Are you worried about it? Does it change what you do? And all of those kinds of things. And, you know, the answer is that it has helped us and we are not scared of it. We embrace it and it's made us better because we don't rely on it. And I think that's the difference.
I think it's a big difference because I think anytime there's change, there's opportunity.
Absolutely.
And it gives us an opportunity to be better. But I will say having AI in the workplace and in the craft of what we call marketing has also changed my day to day. Not so much in, not just in how I'm using AI to make my brain bigger, really, as a muse, things of that nature, but also what I have to do as being a leader within an organization. I now am having to look for things that I didn't have to look for before. You know, is this an employee talking to me? Or is this a chatbot talking to me? Is this an employee's work? Or is this a chatbot? Do I have to, instead of just coaching about bigger issues, now I'm having to coach about specific words that I notice that are markers showing me that this is text coming from AI versus text coming from your brain. And so it's, you know, there's a huge opportunity in terms of change, but at the same time, like I'm having to take a step back and adjust my management and leadership style to coach people through using this new tool.
Yeah. And so as a reminder, this is part two in this series about thriving through the turbulence. It's kind of like what
we're calling it. It's a very turbulent time right now.
And it is. Yeah. And so AI creates a lot of waves. And I wanted to share this stat that I pulled up. It is from the Jobs of Tomorrow, Large Language Models and Jobs. And this is based on an analysis of over 19,000 tasks across 867 occupations. And so essentially what this is, this study was asking or trying to identify was which job departments will AI impact the most? And they classified this into three different categories: a large impact, meaning tasks are going to be automated or significantly altered, and then a smaller impact, and then no impact at all. And do you know what the number one type of job was?
I'm going to guess IT.
It was definitely IT. Absolutely right. It was 73%. It's going to be either automated or significantly altered. And I bring that up because
it could be busier. When you look at some of the breaches that have happened through IT,
exactly.
I mean, it's going to be busier.
Talk about turbulence.
Dude.
Yeah. Okay, so I bring that up because number 4, 5, and 6 on the list is exactly what we've been talking about in part one and what we really talk about on every Dr. Marketing Tip show. It's operations at 65%, HR at 57%, and then marketing at 56%. And so that's saying 56% of marketing tasks can be automated or significantly altered for AI. Do you think that number is right? Do you think that that's about where we are?
I'd say, you know, let's just say 56 is half. So half of everything we do, we can somehow put a fingerprint of AI in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's probably accurate.
I would say so too. And I think that
if you're being smart and you're using AI properly,
correctly,
right, there should be at least 50% where you're leaning on AI to help you complete a task.
Yeah, that's kind of the crux of the conversation and where it makes sense to sort of start to unpack all of this stuff is it is turbulent. It is different. There is opportunity. There is pros and cons. There are pros and cons. And you know, you really need to understand and kind of embrace AI because whether it impacts your day to day in this moment, you know, that's a question only you can answer, but I can promise it's going to impact your day to day very soon.
And it may not be tactical impacts. it may be, as a practice administrator, sure, your marketing people may be able to be more creative because they have a little more time to think about certain things and use AI as a muse. But go outside of marketing. Go into the ops side or the actual revenue cycle side of things. Prior authorizations, that's an area where AI is going to have a significant impact. We all know how difficult prior authorization can be to get through the process of working with insurance companies. We're seeing AI make leaps and bounds. If you still have transcriptionists working in your office, chances are that job, if it has not been eliminated, it is going to be eliminated in the very near future. You probably can use AI. If you're not right now, you will in the next 12 months be using AI to help with doctor and physician notes that you can then plug into EHR. You know, you're used to using, you know, what's it called? The Dragon.
The voice.
Yeah. We're not in that side of the business, but yeah. We know what we're talking about here. So, yeah. I mean, but you'll have AI in the patient room and you'll have to retrain doctors on how to speak to patients so that the AI picks up on those conversations and then converts it into notes. So there's going to be a ton of opportunities. So if tactically it's not going to impact your day-to-day of running the practice, if you're not using these AI tools, then you are still burning out staff, burning out physicians, wasting energy and money trying to do the same old mundane stuff. So there's really an opportunity if you embrace AI right now.
Yeah. And then again, just from the ops side and from the marketing side, you know, one of the ways that you can use AI and, you know, in the past, you may have to have an outside firm kind of come in to provide some sort of like data analysis. I think one area that totally makes sense is, let's say you do have a marketing company, or you do have your kind of your thumb on the pulse of your marketing, and you get dashboards and reports. Well, you can export all of that data, put it into an AI like a ChatGPT, and then ask it to summarize this and tell me the key takeaways, or what does this data actually show me, and give me action items based on that. And in about 2 minutes or so, after it runs through the spreadsheet, it's going to provide a full list for you. And you can kind of use that to create content and serve as at least as a piece of your marketing plan, which, I mean, that alone, you know, we're talking about trying to like calm the turbulent waters. That alone, I think, solves so many problems for so many practices where they don't even know where to start.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think, I mean, I hear it all the time where a practice will say, can you come up with just a fresh idea? I don't want to do the same old, same old. And granted, sometimes, you know, the doctor might say, I've seen this. I see it all the time. You do the same thing all the time. Yeah, but the patient doesn't see it. So sometimes we have to repeat. Yeah. But the fact is like there are no new ideas. So AI can help you brainstorm, come up with great ideas, take things that are working in a different industry, you know, craft them and mold them to work in healthcare, and then pick them apart into the tactical pieces. You still have to have a brain. If you are not someone who knows how to market the practice, AI is not going to do it for you. But if you're a decent player, you're going to be able to really amp up your efforts leaning into AI.
Yeah. And again, so the point of this is to talk about how can we sort of navigate these turbulent waters. And I think a great place to start, if you haven't really messed around with AI yet, or maybe you have and just, you know, you haven't figured out like a way that it works for you exactly, really good place to start is to go to your favorite AI chatbot. You can pick from ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, Perplexity, or a mixture of all of those, or maybe some other ones that's out by the time that this recording comes out. But anyway, so you can go there and you can say, all right, so here's my average patient. Put in some demographics and put in some psychographics that you know, and say, these are the procedures that I want to focus on. So give me some personalized content recommendations that will matter to these people, and let's map out a content plan and then let AI kind of do its thing. And it will do some level of keyword-based or key phrase research, and it'll spit back to you, here's what you want to do. And then have a conversation with it. I think Jen, you mentioned it a minute ago, AI can be a muse. And I think that's the right way to kind of go about it, because you still have to be the adult in the room and you have to sort of lead it, but it will do some of the heavy lifting for you. So you can say, I need to put together a content plan. And in that content plan, I want 12 blog posts that I can use, you know, one per month for the year. And then on top of that, I want to do an email series 2 times a year focused on X procedure and Y procedure. And then I also need a couple of direct-to-camera scripts for YouTube based on these procedures. And then they're not going to be perfect, but by the time you just run through everything I just said, you're probably a half an hour in compared to 3 or 4 days in of planning and going back and forth. And then it's up to you to sort of take those things, put it in the right voice, massage it and get it to where it needs to be and kind of take it across the finish line. And that's the power of AI. And I think if you can harness that, you can navigate these quote unquote turbulent waters and you'll be, you know, swimming pretty.
Yeah. And I think we're talking about like smooth sailing.
Sure.
From a marketing perspective, that is the way to do it. I also think you don't want to, as a practice, say, we're going to do AI for the sake of AI or use AI to take over marketing. I don't think it's that simple.
No.
You need to find where you have a challenge or a problem. And then when you're looking at your solutions, you need to see if AI has something that will help with that solution. Mm-hmm. And so if the problem is we're backlogged or we don't know where to start in terms of creating a marketing strategy, let's use the AI that's combing the web to find best practices, and then let's talk to it like a human, which is really where it gets weird. But use your assistant here, your AI assistant, to have those level of conversations. But don't say as a practice, we want to use AI for the sake of AI, because you're not going to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. Find a problem that you need to solve for. So like specifics would be, we have a group of people that are, I don't know, like doctors are spending 3 hours extra a day transcribing notes and then having to put those notes into EHR, and it's a pain and it will mess it up their workflow. Well, there's AI tools out there that can alleviate that problem, take you from 3 hours a day to 30 minutes a day. Mm. That is a real solution. And so I think no matter what it is, whether it's marketing or ops or HR or anything, we have a real chance to really get our time back if we lean into AI the right way.
Yeah, I mean, even simple tactical things that relate to marketing, like, I know an area where there's a client that we work with, they're great about getting the videos, but then when it comes to post them, that's where they kind of lean on us. And I know that's where some people can struggle, is like really creating not only like really good video descriptions, like a YouTube description, but also the social media that goes out to promote these things. So you did all this work. Now you have all this content. Well, then how do you turn around and make sure that the messaging is correct? And again, that's another opportunity where AI can step in and kind of help bridge that gap and give you back the time. But you still need to act almost as a coach, and you're leading the AI in the way that you need it to, so it will perform the way that you want. And if you can do that, again, that's how you actually can make some leaps and strides here in terms of navigating this turbulent water and accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish much faster than you would otherwise.
That's right. And with all big change and big disruptions and turbulent water comes great opportunities on the other side. You just have to be willing to look far enough in the horizon to see what those opportunities are.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think another one I just want to mention real quick is, a common question that we're getting a lot from clients right now is, I want to focus on these sort of like hyper-personalized patient experiences. Like I want to make it super easy, because we all know how important the patient experience is, and how, you know, when people get to your website, that's their first impression of the practice. So a lot of practices are starting to turn to AI, or at least starting to have the conversation to say, well, I looked at a chatbot years ago, didn't work for whatever reason. Maybe it's time to revisit that. And that's another opportunity, both internally and externally, to use AI. So externally, as in communicating to patients, you can set up a chatbot that just has a ton of your practice information in it. You can just continue to feed this thing all sorts of frequently asked questions about your locations, services, procedures, doctors, you name it. And then when someone goes there and they say, does Dr. Smith actually perform the bilateral, you know, like knee replacement or whatever you want to ask?
Yes, Dr. Smith's performed 812 last year. Mm-hmm. Here's four testimonials of the bilateral knee replacement.
Right. So you can use those for that. And then internally, it also works great for staff. So if you are, you're an organization where your HR team, or maybe you don't even have an HR person, people come to you and they're asking questions. Well, you can use AI to power one of these chatbots. You can put all of your policy information in there, all of your benefit information in there, your about us, your mission, your vision, your values, everything goes into this chatbot. And then when your employees have questions, direct them there as the first place. And then if they still have questions, then they can go see somebody. And that, again, is a great way to utilize AI, pretty quick turnaround. And from there, you're freeing up time for everybody on your staff.
That's right. One way I'm using AI, which I didn't really think I was going to do it this way, but I'm using it to summarize what our online reviews are telling us, but I'm not looking at the positives because I have a process for the positives. I'm looking at it to summarize and categorize the negatives so I can identify themes that I then take back to my ops folks and say, hey, we might have an issue here. I've seen a consistent theme and uptick in negative reviews, 1, 2, and 3 star coming about this one person at the front desk or something to that effect. I couldn't do that just because I didn't have enough time before AI made that possible.
Yeah. And I think the kind of like key takeaway for the AI piece of it is to understand it. And this sounds silly, but to understand it, you have to use it. And so a lot of people are just afraid because they hear about it, but have seen Terminator and just assume that.
Well, it is kind of like Terminator.
It is kind of scary. I'll give you that. But at the same time, you know, like, let's say you're not too tech savvy and you're lucky that you're listening to a podcast or you're watching this on YouTube. But AI is just like texting. Only the response you get is going to be much longer than the response you would get from
an average person. About AI in terms of ChatGPT.
Because
that's public interfacing.
Yes.
I'm talking about also AI is behind the scenes making stuff happen.
Oh, no, absolutely.
We're not even paying attention. We shouldn't even know it's there, but absolutely. It's there in so many places.
I totally agree. I was saying, like, if you are listening to this and you're saying, like, okay, I've heard about this stuff on the news or whatever, I've seen it on my feed, but it just kind of freaks me out. I haven't messed with it. What do I do? How do I get started? I would say you got to
play.
You just got to go in there and mess around. Yeah. And if you have a question and you would take that question to Google or you would ask maybe a coworker, you know, if you think about it, just hop on AI and see what it does and see if it will give you the information that you're looking for. I will put a star there, an asterisk, a caveat, everything. Sometimes it will just straight up make information
Liar.
Up. Yeah. So if you're asking for statistics, I wouldn't trust that piece. But I would say if you are looking for some guidance or, you know, for particular recommendation, things like that, it does make sense to just go in there and mess around and start. Because then that kind of gets the juices flowing and you'll start to see how it works and what it can do, what it can't do. And then you can take that and sort of apply it to your practice.
So I did a podcast recently with Lexi on our team talking about some of the big trends in social media. Either it's already out or it's about to come out. And she refers to something called doom scrolling, which is what people do like late at night and they're just thumbing through all the social. Be careful.
Trying to get to the end.
Be careful because AI will be the same thing. There's that pit that you're going to start playing and you're not going to be able to get out of it. So just keep it in mind. But when you start playing with this stuff and really start looking for an application that will help you solve a problem, you're going to find solutions. You're going to find other opportunities that you can dive in with.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you're not going to get the solution there, you're going to see something that makes you go, how about that?
Yeah.
And then you're going to go down a totally different path.
And then you're going to say, oh, I got to call Corey. Let me Slack him real quick and say, have you seen this?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, let's end it there. So there, we could just talk about AI all day, every day. We're very excited about it. Don't be afraid of what's happening. Embrace it. Let's all go make great things together. So Absolutely. With that, I'm Jennifer.
I'm Corey.
See you next time on the Dr. Marketing Tips Show. Thanks a bunch.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to the DrMarketingTips.com podcast. If there's anything from today's show you want to learn more about, check out DrMarketingTips.com for our podcast resource center with all the notes, links, and goodies we mentioned during the show. If you're not already a subscriber to our show, please consider pressing the subscribe button on your podcast player so you never miss one of our future episodes. And if you haven't given us a rating or review yet on iTunes, please find a spare minute and help us reach and educate even more of our medical practice peers. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Doctor's Orders.